Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Top feed you some football, NFL Lunch style. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny's going to have his film study of the Ravens' win against Cincinnati tomorrow, but the secondary didn't play well. And as we talked about a couple of hours ago with Kevin Allstriker from USA Today, Marcus Williams hasn't played well at all this year. Here's John Harbaugh. Was asked about Mike McDonald, Zach Orr, and the impact maybe it's had on Marcus Williams this year.
It could be any or all of those things. It's just, there's no way to know for sure. I feel like it's just like every season's kind of different. Every season stands on its own. Nothing's really. There's some continuity for sure, but there's also a lot of things that just stand on their own. And in like, you know, for instance, in this league, I mean, it's a 1 week league, and it's a 1-0 league. It's a one game at a time league. It's a one play at a time league. I mean, you just got to take every play, every game, every week, and stand on its own and do your best in that game, and then you assess kind of where you're at and what you need to work on after that.
The thing, Bob, I mean, like, with the secondary, with Marcus Williams, he plays so deep and so soft. I mean, he's never involved in the play. And then when he comes up to tackle, he's always kind of taking a side, you know, to kind of drag down. He don't want to face up anything. He wants to drag down. And I don't know. I got to go back, Bob, and watch last year on, like, where he was lining up compared to now, because this year he's like really deep. Otherwise he's kind of up and Eddie Jackson's deep, but then he ends up deep. And is he really breaking on the ball? He's not causing any collisions with receivers and stuff. My biggest thing with him right now is his physicality. And then with the other guy, there's too many for five games in, way too much communication issues.
And John Harbaugh, to that point, Vinny, talks about looking for more consistency on the defensive side of the ball.
That's where consistency comes in. You know, it's never one thing. It's all those things that you have to do all the time. Like, we had tight coverage. We were in the right spots. We were matching routes so many times so well. You know, four or five times against a quarterback that can really see the field and get the ball where he needs to late when it pops open, that's where you get exposed, you know. So to win our conference, to win our division, to win a game against the teams we're going to play, we're going to play quarterbacks that are capable of that. You know, we've got another one coming up this week, different style, but same kind of in different ways creates the same level of problems.
Yeah, if you're supposed to be in a spot Well, in zone coverage, you're covering an area. In man-to-man coverage, like it's you're covering a man, and you stick with that man. So your eyes, when you're hitting man coverage, your eyes are on the receiver, not on the quarterback. In zone, you're watching the quarterback, and you're reading his eyes, and his eyes are taking you to where you're supposed to go. So I don't quite understand, you know, like the play right before the half, Bob. I mean, you got Eddie Jackson, and then you got Marlon, and there's no wide receiver on their side. So they got a deep crosser coming across to their side. So Eddie Jackson jumps it, and Humphrey stays on that. And then they got the deep cross with Chase going across the field, and Marcus Williams is deep half back there. You know, so it's not his guy, and he ends up, you know, he looks like the bad guy because he's chasing it across, whereas it was either Eddie Jackson or Marlon Humphrey is supposed to have the deep third.
Eddie Jackson, look, veteran.
Yeah.
Former Pro Bowler. Wasn't expecting him to come in and be Ed Reed by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, impact has been rather minimal so far this year, I would say.
Yeah. And Bob, the thing that's crazy about that is he's not big at all. I mean, he's like a stick. He is not a big physical guy at all. And he's playing a lot of deep stuff, too. So that's why, and I'll let you know tomorrow, Bob, after we do the film, and I'll watch and see how they played the safeties last year. But they're playing a lot more dime defense this year. They're playing a lot of six DBs is what they're doing because they want to put Kyle up, you know, playing like a linebacker and stuff. And then they're having, you know, Williams and Jackson deep. And then they have their corners. And then you put Wiggins in there and Humphrey on the inside. And then you, you know, with Humphrey, he's right now, he's a cocky, confident kid, which is a good thing. But he's a grabber. And his eyes will go to the backfield because he wants to make that great play. So he'll hold, he'll grab, he'll jump things, which, you know, I think he got beat on the one, but, you know, he could have had a holding penalty on the one on a third down play, which would have been big for Cincinnati.
5880-1057, the Fan NFL Lunch here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Ravens came back from a 10-point deficit late against the Bengals. We've seen them blow leads like this before, but coming from behind, something that John Harbaugh said, hey, we could do this all along.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the pundits saying that. I really haven't seen that.
Pundits.
I don't even see any stats on that. I mean, I don't know how many times we've been down by double digits in the fourth quarter. That haven't been said. I mean, I'd rather be up by double digits and hold a lead, but it's good to know you can do it. You know, I think back to the Indianapolis game. This is really the last one I remember, and that we came back and got that done. And really driven by Lamar, you know, honestly, and all the guys around him. I thought the protection was so good and tough. You know, they were bringing blitzes, heavy blitzes, and there were times where he had to get away. He got away a couple times crazy. He moved in the pocket a couple times and made throws. Sometimes he was untouched. Guys getting open. Just all the things that go into the type of game you're in when you're down by double digits. Three different times, right?
2021, Nolan pointing out there, against the Colts on Monday Night Football's last time the Ravens had to overcome that, or did overcome that deficit. That's when Carson Wentz was going bananas. Ravens didn't even make the playoffs that year because Lamar got hurt.
That was Cordell's question to Harbs. You know, and they're...
Pundits.
They're built probably the best they've been in a long time to be able to come down from 10. You know, because they've got three tight ends that can catch. They've got receivers that can catch. And Justice Hill out of the backfield's good. Plus, Lamar can buy time, and he can save. You know, I mean, like you said earlier, Bob, the you know, the O-line, you know, Harb said the protection was great. He got hit seven times, like you said. So he makes... We'd be talking about three or four sacks if it wasn't Lamar Jackson. I mean, look at the... You know, I mean, the play that you want to put on his highlight film of all time, you know, would have been a sack.
Oh, yeah, because he dismissed old Hubbard there, but he put himself in that predicament in the first place. Nolan, who are these pundits that John Harbaugh keeps referring to?
I don't know. But as soon as they lose a game, I'm sure we'll hear about them
again. And those won't be great questions. It'll be, you watch the game.
Right.
I mean, you just sit there and you judge the pundits and the judge and the judging and stuff. Anyway, Ravens threw the ball 40-plus times. They had thrown it 33 in the previous two games combined. John Harbaugh said it was good to see everybody eat for once.
Hey, you run the ball for a bunch of yards in your head and all that, and then it's like, well, you know, no, guys aren't making plays. Your guys aren't getting a chance and all that. And then, but they didn't. I mean, they want to make plays, you know. They got their chance this game, you know, and they made them. I mean, in the fourth quarter, all through the game. But the fourth quarter, these catches that were made by these guys and these throws that were made by Lamar were just at the highest possible level.
He made some great throws. And we said it yesterday, the receivers made some awesome catches. They did. I mean, it wasn't like every throw was perfect. They went up, they attacked, they caught the ball underneath, because how many of them got reviewed? A couple of them got reviewed. And I remember Bateman and Zay Flowers made two really nice catches. So, yeah, I mean, to do that, you got to. I mean, your receivers got to make plays. And at clutch time was really nice to see, because if one of those guys doesn't make that play, they probably lose the game.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 So the Fan. Will come back. Feeble Five. What's the Feeble Five? New to the program. Five worst teams in the NFL through 5 weeks, which wrapped up last night as Kansas City remained undefeated as they beat New Orleans. We did the Dirty Dozen, the 12 best, led by Minnesota. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL? You're going to find out next. Then we'll talk some college football with Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. Number one, Alabama. They're now number 7 because they lost at Vanderbilt, and Texas back on top for how.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How long?
How in the world?
Vivian Haney's Feeble Five.
It has been a nightmare for this team.
The handful of teams we wish the Ravens were playing.
You suck.
105.7 The Fan.
Vivian Haney, 105.7 The Fan. 5 weeks of National Football League fun for 2024 in the books. Kansas City remains undefeated, beating the Saints last night, 26-13. Derek Carr got hurt in said games. What does that mean for New Orleans? Losers of three in a row. Moving forward, we will follow along, but we gave you the Dirty Dozen. Kansas City coming in number two in Vinny's top 12 behind undefeated Minnesota. Now we get to the opposite end of the spectrum, the five worst teams.
All right, let's look back at last week. We had three winners last week of the Feeble Five. Jacksonville was one, Carolina was two, Miami was three, New England was four, and Arizona was five. So 1, 3, and 5, they all won last week. All right. Coming in at 5, the excuse me, the 1-4 Los Angeles Rams.
You suck.
They lost to Green Bay 24-19. They're on bye, and hopefully they can get healthy because they're all beat up. The Rams pass defense is allowing 8.41 yards per attempt. The only team in football over 8 yards per attempt.
Yeah, the Rams, surprise playoff team last year because they got hot in the second half. Yep. Can they duplicate that?
And Stafford got hurt a little bit too, but he said he'll be healthy for after the bye. Coming in at 4, Jacksonville, 1-4.
You suck!
They did beat Joe Flacco in Indy, 37-34. They're playing Chicago and London this week. The Jags, they're allowing an NFC worst 287.8 yards through the air.
Oh, fighting Flacco's were lighting them up. Yeah. Alec Pierce looked like Raymond Berry running up and down the field against them.
C.J. Moore and Caleb Williams and Dunzier, they should be jacked up.
Didn't they break an 8-game losing streak with that win, too?
Yeah. Coming in at 3, 1-4 New England.
You suck!
Yeah, they do. They lost to Miami 15-10 at home. And now they got Houston at home. Patriots defense, they're allowing an NFL worst 106.2 more yards per game than they're gaining on offense.
Yeah. I was red zoning that game.
Yeah.
And every time I looked, somebody was punting or getting stopped on third down and looked like they were about to score the game-winning TD and then the toe. And it was a rough watch, man.
Coming in at 2, 1-4 Carolina.
You suck!
Yeah, they lost at Chicago 36-10, and they're hosting Atlanta. Panthers have an NFL worst 82-point differential.
Do 5 games already.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, they've gotten blown out in a few.
The old Red Rifle got them in business, beating Oakland, or the Raiders.
And then Canales said, I got to get Andy Dalton out to protect him. And then they put in Bryce Young. coming in at 1, 1-4 Cleveland.
You suck.
They lost at Washington 34-13. They're at Philly. The Browns, they're the only NFL team to have scored under 20 points in every game this season.
Yeah, you know the last Cleveland quarterback to throw for 300 yards?
Flacco.
Joe Flacco. Took him to the playoffs. So the Cleveland Browns said, we talk, hey, you can make a case for any team winning the North before the season starts. We're already trimming fat 5 weeks into the season.
Yeah, so in summary, Cleveland 1, Carolina 2, New England 3, Jacksonville 4, and the Rams 5. I mean, that's Cleveland and Carolina and New England, they're really ugly. Oh.
Now, week 6, the schedule starts Thursday night. A gaming here on 105.7 The Fan. San Francisco reeling right now are the 49ers at Seattle. Seattle's lost 2 in a row after a 3-0 start. 49ers 3.5-point favorites there. They're banged up. themselves, but they've lost a couple of games they probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, and they are banged up and not having, you know, I mean, Mason is second in the league in rushing, but not having McCaffrey, Bob, I mean, they're missing out on the explosive, because he lines up everywhere, receiver and all those types of things. You know, and Samuel's been beat up. Aguilar came to the party.
Yep.
For, you know, my wife was excited because she's got him on fantasy.
Ayuk, I mean.
Aguilar.
So wait on Aguilar to come to the party for the Ravens. He'll get his one catch a day. By the way, both teams coming off home losses, 49ers and Seattle. Commanders at the Ravens. Ravens are 6.5-point favorites in that one. Over under 52.5. So odds makers think there could be a little firework action going on at Camden Yards. Or, I mean, at M&T, right across from Camden Yards. I mean, it'd be more offense at Camden Yards than seen in a while, that's for sure.
Well,
Jacksonville at the Bears. Yeah, go ahead.
The thing with the Ravens, Washington, Bob, it's the number one and number two ranked scoring teams offensively.
Jacksonville's at the Bears, as Vinny pointed out, in London. That's a 9:30 kickoff. Chicago, 2.5-point favorites. Arizona Cardinals at the Pack. Green Bay's -5. And just when you think Arizona's a feeble fiver,
right,
they kind of stun you a little bit. And Green Bay, Dobbs is back. It's been nice of him to show back up. You know, Pouton, that'll get you the ball more, won't it? But I like Green Bay. But then again, I mean, Kyler Murray's not playing all that bad. And Harrison's a stud. And Connor sniffs that goal line like everybody else. So who knows?
Well, you know what the thing is they're like Harb says, you know, they need to be consistent. Arizona's the most inconsistent team in the league. I mean, one week, you would think, oh, they're going to compete for the division. And the next week, they get blown out. So, I mean, you never know who's showing up. But it seemed like that Kyler Murray, Bob, running around, he looked fast.
Yep. Looked like the guy that got a big contract from Arizona. Colts are at the Titans. Indy -1. Richardson probably not playing. Maybe more importantly, no Jonathan Taylor again. Because he's banged up a little bit.
To me, that's more important because be totally honest, Bob, they look better offensively with Flacco. And if they had the running back, too, and, you know, if Joe had a running back, you don't think Pittman and those receivers are happy?
Sure. You mentioned Houston at New England. Texans -7. Tampa's at New Orleans. Tampa -2.5. Derek Carr's status to be determined. Cleveland at Philly, as Vinny said. Philly 8.5-point favorites over the Browns. Chargers at the Broncos. Chargers laying 3 against the Broncos team that's won 3 in a row. Pittsburgh is at the Raiders. Steelers -3. Mike Tomlin said Russell Wilson should be active this week. Well, he's be starting this week. And what's the hook going to be like for old Justin Fields here offensively?
Well, I think it'll be rather quick, Bob, to be totally honest. Because they got to see what, because they kind of know what they are with Fields. And can they push the ball down the field a little bit more? Because the thing with Fields is they don't score a lot of points.
Yeah.
That's
they're not
the
explosive.
No.
Yeah. Lions at the Cowboys. This one should be fun. Detroit 3.5-point favorites. Atlanta, as Vinny said, at Carolina. Atlanta -8.
That's a six.
Excuse me. Cincinnati's at the Giants. If it was NBC's call, it would be the Ravens and Commanders at this spot. But thankfully, it's not. Cincinnati 3.5 against the G-Men. Buffalo at the Jets. The new coach, Ulrich, the linebacker coach. Not the drummer for Metallica. We'll get into that. But Buffalo at the Jets. Bills 2.5-point favorites. Losers of 2 in a row, by the way, just like New York. Buys this week. Kansas City, the Rams, Dolphins, and the Vikings. The two undefeated teams are both off this week. So that's your schedule. NFL Week 6, Week 7 college coming up this weekend. And coming back next to talk about it, Jerry Palm from CBSSports.com. Big upset weekend in the world of the college pigskin. And then a fun house trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over at 2. National television against Northwestern. Both teams looking for their first Big Ten win. But, there were crazy things going on, like Vanderbilt beating the number one team for the first time. How about that for a happy coincidence? Here to talk about that and more. And is it time to maybe start talking Heisman favorites? From CBSSports.com, let's welcome back to the show, Jerry Palm. Jerry, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. And Vinny and I, going into the weekend, we're looking at the schedule because we do picks for beer and wine. Look at the schedule, like, not really a lot of, you know, appealing games. Only one game between ranked teams, and that turned out to be a dud as Texas A&M thumped Missouri. And then you had all sort of zaniness breaking loose with Vanderbilt upsetting Alabama, Tennessee losing, and everything else in between. So it went from a week of not expecting much to expecting also for not expecting upsets. So is this a sign of parity becoming a reality now, more so in college football than in previous seasons?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we have upsets pretty much every year, and it's, you know, maybe not on the scale of, say, Vanderbilt and Alabama, but, you know, there are upsets every year. I don't know that it's – I mean, it was a fun – made what looked like a dull week kind of fun, but I don't think where there's any great trend to be drawn from that.
Now, in regards to Alabama, the loss there, you know, we can play amateur psychiatrists. Maybe they were smelling themselves a little bit after the Georgia win. How do they regroup moving forward here? It used to be a catastrophe to lose a game like this. Now plenty of football left to be played. How does Alabama get back on the horse, if you will?
Well, I mean, you know, this is one of the benefits, I guess, for teams like Alabama of having a 12-team playoff instead of a 4-team playoff, because this you can recover from. You might even be able to afford another loss and still make the college football playoff. You won't get a seed you like. May have to go on the road. But, you know, it's still out there for them. Everything that they want to play for this year is still out there for them. And they could still, you know, win the SEC. They just don't control their own fate in that regard anymore. Texas and Texas A&M are both undefeated. Alabama does not play either of them, although they do play each other. If they were to both win out, the winner of that game, of course, is undefeated in the league and in the championship game. And then the loser goes into probably some kind of tiebreaker in which Alabama, you know, in this scenario would be involved. And obviously there wouldn't be a head-to-head result. So you're probably getting into common opponents in the league and stuff like that before you can really, you know, determine who might play for the SEC title. But, you know, it's, and then, of course, you know, one loss by either of those teams to someone else could put Alabama right back in play.
Hey, Jared, what about do you think that either Army or Navy can go undefeated? Because both are right now.
Sure. Why not? I mean, they're kind of tough teams to play. And it's weird because, you know, they're in the same league now. They could play for the American Conference Championship and then the following week play their traditional regular season game. So, yeah, it's – I mean, it's funny. You know, Memphis is a favorite in that league and probably still the favorite in that league. But, you know, yeah, I mean, as long as they're undefeated, they've got a shot. And, you know, why not Army or Navy or both?
And both play Notre Dame.
Because they won't play each other in the regular season until after the championship game.
Right, and they both play Notre Dame, which, you know, that could affect right. Notre Dame. If Notre Dame loses to one of them, that could affect them also.
Well, right. Plus, yeah, I mean, Notre Dame can't afford to lose either of them. And obviously the fact that you have to play Notre Dame makes your chances of going undefeated for the entire season not so good, but they could both be undefeated in conference play.
Now, what about is Ewers going to be the starter, you think, for Oklahoma? And will he have a shorter leash because Manning played so well in those two games?
I think it sounds like he's going to be ready to go. It's going to be based entirely on whether he's healthy enough to go. I don't think he's going to have a shorter leash necessarily unless they suspect the injury is affecting him, even though they felt like he could play. So I think as long as he's able to go, they'll probably just go and let him work himself out. You know, he hasn't played now for a few weeks, so there might be a little rust.
Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking some college football ahead of Week 7, believe it or not. How about that ACC? Got Clemson showing a sign of life after getting blown out by Georgia. Miami getting by skin of the teeth. SMU's been a pleasant surprise. Hell, Virginia's only lost was to Maryland. And now Pitt sitting here at 5-0. So how do you see, Jerry, the ACC starting to shake out moving forward here?
I mean, I think it's still Miami. And maybe Clemson. I mean, Clemson, you know, got their doors blown off by Georgia to start the year, but they've been very good since. Them and Miami look like the two best teams. I mean, SMU, I think, is a bit of a dark horse. I don't have as much faith in Virginia and Pitt getting all the way through this thing, but they're off to great starts, and so, of course, you can't completely discount them. But Miami and Clemson look like the best teams to me, and I thought that SMU win at Louisville was pretty impressive, especially with Louisville coming off the loss to Notre Dame and playing at home.
Hey, Jer, how about, you know, my alma mater, Iowa State's ranked 11th now. I think they're going to have a really tough time at West Virginia because I think, what have they won, three in a row?
Yeah, West Virginia is, yeah, I think they have won three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, they, you know, they, I thought they'd give Penn State a better game to start the year, but since then, you know, they lost to Pitt, who's undefeated. Oh, no, it's two in a row. Kansas and Oklahoma State on the road at Oklahoma State, which is, I mean, that's the team that's kind of stepping backwards. But, yeah, West Virginia's always tough at home. So you can expect to get your hands have to have your hands full with West Virginia at home. And Iowa State, I mean, this league, there's no clear favorite. I mean, I've had Utah as my pick for conference champion, but I think at least three teams, including Iowa State and Kansas State, I think look like the best contenders, but they're not that much better than the rest of the league.
Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Jerry, last thing for you. We are the flagship home, University of Maryland. Terps back at it Friday against Northwestern, both teams winless in the Big Ten. If Maryland does not get into a bowl game 6 years into the Mike Locksley regime, and Mike Locksley said he thought this was the best team he had during his tenure in College Park, if they don't even make it to a bowl, how are we starting to reassess the program here?
Yeah, that could end up being a bit of a problem for him. And if you look at the odds of making a bowl, well, you know, you've got USC at home. They'll probably be favored. You got to go to Oregon. You got to go to Penn State. You get Iowa. I mean, you can still finish 6-6, even with those four losses. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's not much of a margin for error in the other games, you know, because you're going to be underdogs in those games. So you got to beat Northwestern. You might have to win at Minnesota. You might have to beat Rutgers, you know, if you're going to go to a bowl game. And you know, especially at Minnesota, we just saw. there are no gimmies on the road in this league, or at least not on Maryland's schedule. So yeah, it's going to be tough. It's not a thing where you think that, well, they absolutely can't do it, but they don't have much of a margin for error.
Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com, joined us a couple weeks, every couple of weeks here a month, talking about college football. Just think, Jerry, in another month we'll be talking about Big Ten basketball and why they haven't won a national championship in 25 years.
Yeah, that can't come soon enough for me.
Here you go. All right, Jerry, talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jer.
All right, thanks.
Jerry Palm, everybody. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse, Dolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. But three games tonight, got two baseball playoff games, as we've talked about, both in the National League, Philly at the Mets, and then the Dodgers take it on the San Diego Padres. Maryland take it on Northwestern, and before we get to the Funhouse with Nolan, you know, Maryland loses Northwestern. They're not winning six games.
I mean,
I want them to win every game they play, but let's be real here. If they lose to Northwestern, that's three conference losses, two of them at home, and both of those losses will be as significant favorites. Remember, they were 8.5, 9-point favorites against Michigan State?
Well, they're not going to be favored at Minnesota or Rutgers, correct?
No, I wouldn't assume.
And then is there anybody else that'll be close?
Let's see here.
No Oregon, no USC, no Penn State.
I'm saying no. This might be the last game they're well, they're home against Rutgers, so maybe.
Yeah.
But that was always, all right, circle that. That's a win. That's not a guarantee anymore. Rutgers has lost one game, and that was by 7 at Nebraska.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This is a huge game for the University of Maryland. We'll talk to Damon Evans about it. It's on national TV, so we'll see. Fox, and you can hear it on the Fan, obviously. See if Maryland can rise to that occasion and then get a little momentum rolling for USC coming in here at 4 o'clock on the 19th.
Yeah. One question I want to ask Damon is Damon, how do you fix double-digit penalties 6 years in a row? Every game, pretty much.
Yeah, a lot of self-inflicted damage done by the Terps. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before the Funhouse and Inside Access takes over?
The people have a lot of thoughts. We're going to hear from them.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Galloping all the way. Here comes Quick Draws.
The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
We'll start here, this texter, with an early look ahead to Sunday, Ravens versus Commanders. Texter says, no doubt in my mind the Ravens offense will be able to score on Washington's defense. Only question is, will they be in for another shootout, or will Zach Orr's crew actually show up this week?
I think the big thing is they got to keep that quarterback contained. That's going to be the big thing. And I don't know the Washington that well yet, but I mean, other than McLaren, do they have another receiver, Bob?
Sure they do. I don't know his name.
No, but do they have a good one? You know, I mean, I need Chuck or Cordell. Do they have a good receiver? Because although, you know, it's kind of like the Buffalo situation then. Buffalo had really nobody to scare you. If they just have one, probably more like the Raiders kind of thing.
They got Noah Brown. He's got 111 yards on the season. Daiimi Brown, he's got 94 yards on the season.
Yeah, so
they lead the league in Browns, it sounds like, at wide receiver. Yeah. Good running backs.
Robinson. Is it Brian Robinson, I think?
And Eckler. And
he catches out of the backfield, too, at Eckler. So, yeah, they're gonna have to tackle well, you know, those guys out of the backfield, and then lock up the receivers.
They had 7 sacks against Cleveland. That might be more of a Cleveland thing than it is a Washington thing.
Deshaun Watson probably holds a ball forever. And Bob, remember, he won't run.
I was going to say, why run? Yeah. Why escape the pressure?
Yeah, right. I'm not paid to run. I'm not a running back.
Well, he doesn't want to take a hit downfield, but he'll take one in the pocket. This texter here says...
Pocket book, too.
Right. I wonder where Robert Saleh goes from here. He had all the hype coming from the Shanahan tree, even if he was a defensive mind. Will he return to a defensive coordinator role? If he's willing to do so, I think he'd be highly coveted.
I think he'll be a D coordinator for somebody. That's where he'll be next year. Where that is, I don't know. I don't know who is, you know, friend. Maybe, you know, he's, like you said, he's been with Shanahan and them. So maybe Rams, you know, that tree of guys.
But why fire him and then promote the defensive coordinator to the interim coach?
Well, the defense is pretty – they're ranked second.
So, again,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, to me,
and Hackett keeps his job?
Some kind of – well, you don't fire –
Well, he's Rodgers' boy.
Yeah.
He wasn't going anywhere.
And he may be the problem. They don't run the ball.
This one here, talking about the Dirty Dozen, texter says, Vikings as the top team in the NFL. Who would have thought? I think in a head-to-head, the Chiefs win that hypothetical battle, but you got to give them credit where it's due, especially with so much uncertainty at quarterback entering the season.
The Vikings' defense is pretty damn good, and the Vikings' weapons are good, and their offensive line's good. So that would be, if they were to play today, that'd be a pretty tough game. Depending, Bob, if they were playing the Vikings in Minnesota, Minnesota would be favored.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Brian Flores doing a good job to your
yes,
point.
He
and
is.
Grenard, one of the great acquisitions this offseason, too, for them.
And we'll close with a thought on baseball. This texter says, as tough as the loss to the Royals was, I can't bring myself to hate their team this year. Actually, a very exciting brand of baseball to watch. And playing the Yankees helps their cause. I'd root for anyone over New York.
Oh, anybody but New York to win the World Series. I'm there. And the Yankees, that is. I don't even care if the Mets win it. The 2014 team, off-putting. I didn't like their attitude. I didn't like the way they were running things around here. But this year's team, very likable. I mean, the Orioles were 1-for-13 runners in scoring position. The one hit didn't even score a run. It just advanced the runner. I mean... good for them. Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. And I hope they win tomorrow, and then the next day, and the next day, and then they get to the championship series. And I don't care who wins. As long as the Yankees don't win it, I'm all good. We're back tomorrow. We're going around the AFC North. We're going to talk to the Bengals. We're going to talk to the Steelers. We're going to talk to the Browns. We're going to talk to Damon Evans. We're going to talk baseball with Jim Hunter. We got some other things coming your way as well, so you don't want to miss it. Inside Access in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.